The opinions expressed in this episode of Barside Babes are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Additionally, this is a podcast about drinking, so grab your beer, grab your kombucha, and grab a pal. And if you don't have a pal, grab another drink.
Hello, Barside Babes!
I am under the influence here.
Welcome to the third and unfortunately final episode of the first season of the Barside Babes podcast. My name is Julia, and this week, my Barside identity was just, you know, feeling the luck of the Irish for St. Paddy's Day. I forgot a Barside identity again.
My name is Becca Kiefner, and my bar identity was Danica from Pennsylvania. I told no one that I was from Pennsylvania.
I told no one my name was Danica.
But I tried. I went in with the intention to. I just never did.
At least you were channeling something.
I was channeling Danica from Pennsylvania. She loves the Phillies and she hates Brandon Marsh.
Why do we love the Phillies?
Because Pennsylvania. Okay, let me do some housekeeping. First of all, it's the last episode. Rest in peace, Barside Babes, fall 2020, winter 2024. Revision from the Petty Cash episode. I did not introduce myself at the beginning of the episode, so I'm sorry. My name is Becca. And also, remember the Italian guy that I took a photo with on my disposable? We were like, he was so hot, he was so hot. Cutie score, 9 out of 10. I mogged him in that photo, dude. It was crazy. So, were we Romeo and Juliet? No. But it is what it is. Those are my revisions. This week, we went to the Dog and Bear, which is on 1100 Queen Street West. It is an English pub. I don't know what its rating is. I'm so sorry. That's Julia's job.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait.
But there was... Okay.
It has a 4.1 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
In terms of GPA.
Do we agree? We'll find out.
Okie dokie. So, starting off first with our drink ratings of the week. So, as we know, mine is a tequila shot. And that is the first thing I got when I walked in there. Courtesy of my sister for buying it. Shout out. So, I had the tequila shot. The tequila was actually pretty solid. It was pretty good tequila. It was tequila, like it was like a silver, like a Blanco. The lime, bad. Bad, bad, bad. It had that weird film over it. But the shot was actually good itself. So I'm going to say like an 8 for a pretty solid tequila shot.
My signature drink is a whiskey sour. And I tried the whiskey sour, also courtesy of one of Julia's sister's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... So mid. I'm starting to think maybe I don't like whiskey sours. The foam was gross. It was too much whiskey, not enough sour. I didn't enjoy it
at all. Did you say the foam?
The foam.
There was no foam.
There was like some weird little foamy foam on it.
It was like the
Julia, I watched you dump it out onto the bar.
Oh, yeah, because we couldn't drink all of it.
It was really bad.
I tried a sip of the whiskey sour.
It was not good.
It was just whiskey.
I'm starting to think my new signature drink should just be a quality bottle of soju. Specifically apple mango. Delish, always hits the spot. And the bar this week did not have a signature drink. They weren't known for anything. They were just an English pub. The most mm-hmm. you could do is maybe get like a good old pint.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best you're getting.
Yeah, so we tried. So we had the tequila shot, we had the whiskey sour, and then I also had something with Red Bull. Beats me what it was. Just know there was Red Bull in it. It definitely gave me a little pick-me-up. Don't know what was in it. Don't know the alcohol. Just tastes like Red Bull. 10 out of 10.
I tried the tequila shot as well. It was, I only had half. It brought back really bad memories of...
I totally forgot.
2 weeks ago.
I drank the other half of it.
Yeah, you had to drink my other half. Because I was like, that's disgusting.
But guys, it stayed in her system this time.
It did. It stayed in my system the entire night.
So what would you rate it?
Oh! Sorry. So the drink rating, the whiskey sour, I'm giving that a 2 out of 10. I hated it. It was bad. The foam was gross. It was weirdly whiskey. It was weird whiskey. It was not enough sour, not enough sweet. Maybe I just hate whiskey. It's making me question my love for whiskey is what it's doing. So it's getting a 2 out of 10. The tequila shot gets a 0. I don't like tequila. I can't do tequila anymore.
I give the tequila an 8 and the whiskey sour... like a 4. It was weird tasting, considering I dumped out half of it on the bar. Anyway, so now we're going to move on to the bar side breakdown.
The bar side breakdown.
The bar side breakdown.
It's where we break down the bar.
Okay, bam.
I love that. I also, sorry, hold on. I wrote in my notes church bit, but I don't think we're going to.
Is this offensive?
I don't care. Okay. What's a little blasphemy? so basically, Julia and I on our walk to this bar, the pregame alcohol was going crazy, and we walked by this church, and we were like, hey, Barside babes, today we went to church, and, like, they had a really weird drink. It was called, like, the Blood of Christ. It was a really weird signature
drink. It was their signature drink.
They only gave me one shot. There was no cover, but, like, it was weird. And then they had, like, these free appetizers. It was, like, these wafers. And it was, like, a weird theme. It was, like, the body of Christ. Yeah, anyway, that was our church bit.
It went on for a really, really long time. It was one of the best parts of the night.
It truly was. It was a highlight.
Like, we were just absolutely stomach laughing.
Yeah, it was bad.
So let's actually move on.
We'll go back to the bar side.
To the bar side breakdown. So, starting off with the creep meter.
Yeah.
Ooh, she was a little high this week.
Was it actually?
I'm going to say she's a little high for a few reasons. First of all, the crowd is a bit older at this bar. I want to say like mid-20s to...
They're millennials.
They're millennials. Very much millennials. And I didn't personally like have too rough of an experience with like creepy men. Like some of them are... That one guy.
Becca
kind of did. Luckily, Heidi's friend kind of moved Becca and was like protecting her. But this guy was like kind of creepy and kept trying to like get into our little group and like dance with us. And then my sister... On the dance floor, this guy comes up behind her, grabs her boobs, and just goes, these are so perky, and then walks away. So in terms of creepy, I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah, no, the creep meter was pretty high. It didn't help that they were all millennials, so I immediately was like, oh, I don't want to be here. No offense to millennials. I'm sure you're great people. But, like, we walked in, the ratio of guys to girls was so skewed. Very creepy. They all look like they say doggo, like unironically. Don't like them. They look like they do BuzzFeed quizzes. And I'll give creep meter like an 8. They were weird.
Yeah, there are some weirdos.
If you're a millennial, dog and bear, hit them up.
Yeah, like that's your place.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're both gonna go 8.
We're both gonna go. We flew past creep meter.
Yeah, because we just.
Also, lots of Leafs fans, beware, is what I wrote down in my notes.
Oh,
be
yeah.
So very careful. Okay, we can't say the actual word. F the Leafs. Fudge the Leafs.
Oh, my God. It was actually really funny because this week, Becca, this guy's wearing a jersey. This guy's walking by with this girl, and Becca yells, like, F the Leafs. And, like, he doesn't hear, and he turns around. This girl turns. If looks could kill, she would kill Becca. Like,
I would have been resurrected 3 days later. Like, yeah, that's how dead I would have been.
She hit her with the nastiest little death stare.
I wasn't flirting. I don't like the Leafs.
The millennials just don't get it.
They don't get it the way that we do.
She literally gave the nastiest look, and I was like, oh, damn.
Okay, slicked back pony.
No, literally, like, no one wants your man.
He's wearing a Leafs jersey, Marner jersey nonetheless. Bro's glazed. You expect me to be like, oh, I want the boy in the Marner jersey. Sooner go for the Tavares guy.
Yeah.
Sooner go for the Tavares fan.
Absolutely.
Being so real right now. I'm more of a Ridley Greig kind of girl, you know? Go, Sens, go.
So, moving on now
to
the cutie scale. Oh,
my notes are so mean. My notes are so, so good.
Do you want to go first? Then I would do.
I'll just read you what my notes say. They say, cutie scale, virtually 0. And millennial crowd.
I'm going to be so, so for real. Yeah, no. No. It was like, not. Okay, talking about, it's not like a huge place, but usually there's at least one little fish in the pool that like is like cute.
One little Nemo in the pond.
Yeah. One little one that I'm like, oh, you're cute. No.
None. Zero.
They all looked like fathers.
They all looked like they had mortgages. Yeah, it was like, terrible.
They all look like finance bros who like cheat on their wife. Like, absolutely not. Some of them were absolutely violently tall, though. Did we, like, did you see that in, like, that one part of the crowd? I was just, like, very tall. Not cute. Scary. No.
I don't.
Is that mean to say? I don't mean, like, scary looking.
They were scary.
I mean.
And I'll stand by it.
Not my crowd.
Listen.
Per se.
Listen. We all know what I go for. We've all heard the Rockin' Horse episode. I'm not having fun at Dog and Bear. They're all old, and they're all finance bros. Get me a rootin' tootin' Texan.
I think...
Get me a rootin' tootin' Texan. I'm not... Get these finance bros out of here.
The most attractive person I saw there was Becca.
Thank you.
And the female bartender. She was hot.
Damn it.
But Becca number one.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, me and Becca went home together after
we
that.
Did, and we cuddled.
Cutie skill? If I could give it a zero, I would. But one.
What was that line? The Tyra Banks. If I could give you a zero, I would. But I
That's
can't.
Not possible.
So I give you a one. That's what I'm also giving the cutie scale a one. There were too many finance bros. They all looked like they like wake up. They wake up, they, like, pull the curtains back, they immediately get on their phone and look up the S&P 500. They're like, is it called the S&P 500?
I feel like they wake up and just check their stocks.
No, okay, but to be honest, I also did this morning, and I lost $200.
Oh, okay.
However, right. I'm not, like, day trading. These men looked like they wake up, they check the S&P 500, and it incredibly, is it the S&P 500 or am I stupid?
I have no idea what you're even talking
about.
May I
Google?
I think me and Chelsea are just absolutely clueless on what you're saying.
Oh, it is the S and P. I've been saying SMP because I'm an idiot. S and P 500. The dream SMP. It's what the mask is. Sorry.
Why do you know that?
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that.
Okay, fine, whatever. Anyway, okay. I didn't like the... I didn't watch the dream SMP. That's so weird. That'd be really weird and gross and weird. What was I gonna say? Yes, these men look like they get all dolled up in their suits and they go and they play with pretend money all day and they get paid the big bucks to do it. And I don't like them. I didn't have a good time, so I give them a one.
Like, have you guys ever walked like lunch hour in the financial district and then you see a bunch of those like the business bros in suits walking in groups to get their like black coffee and whatever? That's exactly the crowd was at Dog and Bear, but not wearing suits, just wearing absolutely terrible outfits. And Leafs merch.
And Leafs merch. Ugh. Fudge the Leafs.
So.
Fudge them.
Oh my God. I will say at one point, though, me and Becca were just literally sitting there watching the game.
We were. and we saw the Oilers lose it in overtime. It was really, really, really embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It got. That's the thing. The cuties there were so not cute.
Yeah.
Julia and I had to watch the hockey game. Hockey is famously not my favorite sport and not your favorite sport.
No.
So that if that gives you any kind of indicator on how much we weren't feeling the crowd, that's how much
and
we weren't
I found
the crowd.
Even like this isn't would this be under charm factor?
What?
If I'm talking about the crowd in general.
Yes.
Okay. So one for cutie scale.
One for cutie scale. Sorry, Chelsea. Let me make this easy. They were all ugly. Beauty scale one.
Yeah, they were not. I was not. No, no, no.
I wasn't feeling it.
Anyway.
You thought I was feeling you? Sorry. Sorry. Stupid.
Sorry. I hope you could hear the slaps. The little hits.
I was, for audio listeners, love you to death. I was smacking my forehead.
For audio listeners, it's all audio listeners.
We don't have video yet.
Sneak peek. Anyway, moving on to the charm factor. Charm factor.
The charm factor.
I hit him a little ASMR. The charm factor.
Ew.
I could be like a call girl. I should not.
Oh.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I can't do that with a lisp. Anyway, the DJ was given banger after banger after banger.
It's true.
So I will say, even though like it wasn't the greatest night and there was a lot of wrongs, the music, fire.
No, the music went crazy. They played the song. Before He Cheats.
Oh, they did play Before He Cheats.
They did.
Played some, they played Taylor Swift, Our Song.
What else did they play? They played Morgan Wallen. Last night we let the liquor talk.
They played Pitbull.
Yeah. Great music. I wrote, we unfortunately did not befriend the DJ. Now, here's where I take issue with the bar. Welcome to Becca Derails the Entire Podcast. This pub, the Dog and Bear, I did not know upon entry that it was an English-style pub. So we walk in, and what do I see? British flags everywhere. What do I see? A big, big poster, God Save the King. First of all, not my king. Don't like King Charles and his little sausage fingers. Don't like him at all. I hated the theme. I hated it. Does anyone remember 1776? We all know my signature song. Oh, say, can you see? I hated the British theme. But apparently they serve English breakfast at 11 a.m., so, like, might check it out. yeah.
Not to be devil's advocate, I love the British. I love England. I love everything about it. I love the Brits.
You look like you'd like beans on toast.
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
You just look like you'd enjoy it.
Okay. It actually is pretty solid, I'm not going to lie. But, so, even though Becca loves America, I love it.
Anyway, hated the theme. Hated.
I didn't mind it. It was, like, just simple, though. It was nothing, like, it was, like, it was a pub. Like, it was nothing interesting. I wasn't, like, wowed by any of the decor. The crowd sucked. I genuinely think me and Becca were some of the most fun people in that crowd.
Well, I ran into my coworker. He was fun.
Oh, you did run into your coworker. I forgot about that.
I ran into my coworker. Shout out if you're listening. You probably aren't.
I will say also with the crowd, usually like at bars and stuff, you'll meet like random girls and you'll all dance with them. That didn't really happen. Yeah, the crowd, just everyone was kind of just sticking to their own little groups and it was just like, it wasn't a good vibe. It wasn't a good crowd vibe, I would say. So it wasn't a really good crowd vibe. Music was good. Decor was like, I liked the British, but it was boring. So in terms of like charm, I'm going to say like a 5.
I'll give that a 2. God Save the King from my charm factor rating because I hated it. I hated it. They had nothing fun going on.
And their DJ booth. Can we try the English breakfast one time?
Yes. But their DJ booth was put in such an inconvenient spot.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that, like, she was quite literally in the middle of the dance floor and we couldn't become her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was in the middle of the action. And then also they had like a random lounge that no one was touching. That's where we watched the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Their bar was interesting.
It's not super big either.
Yeah.
It's quite a small little pub.
It's a pub.
It's a pub for sure.
And I mean, it's kind of on us for going to a British pub on St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't even know it was a British pub.
I didn't until we walked in and I saw British flags. And I was like, oh, brother, I'm going to hate this one. Are we moving on to final rankings?
I feel like we didn't really throw much. We don't really have any stories to put today.
We didn't because it was like a very much like in and out kind of situation.
Yeah, we didn't really get to talk to a lot of people.
We were there.
We wanted to leave.
We saw a church.
We talked church talk for a while.
And then we went home.
Prayers up.
There was the crowd wasn't like.
Like we couldn't just yap.
The crowd wasn't crowding the mm-hmm. way a crowd should.
I agree, especially for St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, and they were not rowdy enough.
Yeah.
I wanted some rowdy.
I wanted some fights.
I would have fought. A word to the wise. Is that a saying? Word to the wise, if you're ordering an Uber on Queen Street, don't. Walk up a block and then order an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
This is because I don't think we have a lot for the episode. I would like to tell a story.
This is a funny story.
Exterior, Dundas and Dover Court. That's the intersection. Imagine it. There's a bus stop. Freezing. I'm all cozied up. I'm trying to keep all my warmth in. And I'm ordering this Uber. I'm shivering. You ever seen Society of the Snow when all those boys are dying on that Appalachian Hill? That was me. And my tears are freezing to my face, and I'm holding my phone, and I order my Uber. It says, white Toyota Sienna, like, keep an eye out. I'm watching this thing move. I'm watching it move. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's almost here. My salvation is on its way. rocks up to us. I go, Uber for Becca? And I'm looking at his face on my phone, and I'm looking at his face. And he goes, no, and cancels my ride and drives away.
Yeah.
Fully drives away.
Fully, like crazy.
It goes, reconnecting you to another driver.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. And then we had to wait 7 minutes.
We had to wait 7 whole minutes for another one. So word of the wise, mm-hmm. Walk up a block, maybe walk up another one, or just walk home.
So that concludes the Barside breakdown. Just a little recap. Creep meter, 8. Cutie scale, 1. Charm factor, 4.
I said, what did I say? Creep meter, 8 as well?
Mm-hmm.
Cutie scale, 1. I would give it a 0 if I could. And charm factor, a 2. I'd give it a 0 if I wasn't going to get absolutely murdered by the British.
Barside babes, I wish we had more exciting content for the final episode.
I know, this is so sad. We just, like, hated the last bar.
Like, I mean, I guess it's a little different than us, like, liking the other ones.
It's true, but we're being so mean. They were British.
I'm sure she's a great bar. I'm sure she's
really cute. She's cute.
She's cute. But honestly, really just not for us. Not for us.
It's time for the final tier ranking, where we rank the bar.
So far, just a quick little recap for anyone. I currently have both Petty Cash and Rockin' Horse at a B.
I have Rockin' Horse at a B for Bull, and I have Petty Cash at a C for Cash.
Oh, I didn't do that. Okay. I have Rockin' Horse at a B for Bull as well, and then I have Petty Cash at a B for Brock.
Correct.
So... I'm gonna put the dog and bear at a D for dog.
I'm putting the dog and bear at, sorry, let me say that not like I'm stupid. I'm putting the dog and bear at a D for don't forget the events of 1776. Hashtag Declaration of Independence. I'm putting dog and bear at a D for the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
I'd like to say I don't hate British people. Winston Churchill was a really
PSA.
Cool guy. Was a really cool guy. And I had a Harry Styles phase in high school.
That concludes the final episode of the first season of the Barside Babe podcast. But just to the Barside Babe listeners, look out for some random bonus episodes to come out during the summer months. They will be posted not on Spirit Live because the season is done. They'll be posted on Spotify at Barside Babes. And remember to follow all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, everything, at Barside Babes on everything.
And follow me on Instagram. I just posted some disposable photos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look, if you want to take a look.
Go to Barside Babes, look who they're following, and follow me, Becca and Chelsea.
And follow Spirit Live.
And follow Spirit Live.
Please.
Yay, Spirit Live. All right. Bye, Barside Babes. Love you.
Goodbye, and kiss your mom on the mouth.